Lee Weisenborn is most famous for wanting to move the state capital out of Tallahassee to Orlando and failing. But in that failing, he managed great change in a culture in North Florida.
And it wasn't just geographical, because he thought, hey, Orlando's more central. That was a bigger reason for moving the capital.
Exactly. Orlando is more central, and you would think that's a great reason, and I'm sure he didn't mind that aspect of it. However, his motivation was the culture at the time. Segregation was in. Tallahassee also was a kind of a culturally bankrupt part of the state at the time. It was a dry city. Arts and culture were iffy at best. But they had a policy where they took a petulant stand. Integration. They wanted to integrate the pools, the swimming pools. And the officials said, rather than integrate them, we're just going to close them. And so that incensed him as someone who was dogged in fighting for civil rights and had believed in that since childhood. It just made him so angry, he floated a bill. He wrote a bill to study the feasibility of moving the state capital out of Tallahassee to Orlando.
And obviously it didn't happen.
Nope.
And they built a very big Capitol building in Tallahassee to kind of keep it there. Did he ever think that it was a failure?
You could call it a failure because, as we know, Tallahassee is still this capital 50 years after he advanced this bill. So he didn't win that. However, he changed the culture over there. They integrated the pools. And what they did after, they built a new capital so big, so expensive, that they said no one will ever put forth a bill again to move the Capitol, because look what we've just built here. It's this huge palace. So you would think that would be a slap, but it wasn't. And what they did, tongue in cheek, is they put a plaque in the new rotunda honoring Senator Weisenborn for advancing the idea to move the Capitol. This building would not, these are not the exact words, but this building would not be here were it not for Senator Weisenborn. So he took that as a victory, because ultimately he got his desire. The culture changed a bit. You know, there's still growth that needs to be done, but it changed.
It's always interesting when you talk about lawmakers, what they accomplish when they're in office. He was a state representative, a state senator. What would you say about his life after politics?
He went right back into what he loved to do. He went back to practicing law, and he would always take on the underdog. And one famous example is in the early 70s, an 85-year-old widow owned property in Miami where Jackson wanted to build a garage. She had a huge patio out front, and they wanted to build a garage starting on her patio, and they would buy her house, give her money for the house, but she would have to leave this home she'd been in for her whole life. And she refused. She wanted to keep her home. He fought the Public Health Trust, which runs Jackson, to let her live out her days in that home. And he was successful. It was just an example of him taking a case for the underdog, something he believed in. Something his wife told me was really sweet too. This is not career wise, but he loved animals. And one of the requests on his obituary would be donations to some of the charities that he supported. One for cats, another for you know, all animals. He would go to the veterinary office and he would hear some sad stories of people whose pets needed operations. But as you know, veterinary bills, all medical bills, are really expensive. And a lot of us don't have insurance for our pets. And even if you do, it's still expensive. He would offer to pay. He wouldn't want anyone to lose a pet because they couldn't afford some life-saving operation. So we'd overhear that and he would money up. That's touching.